would it be like to have a French teenager living with your family for 3 weeks over the summer? A nonprofit exchange student program in Hawaii called ACE International works on the premise that it's a rewarding experience for all concerned. So we asked Chase Cavett, director of the Hawaii programs for ACE International, to tell us about it.
I think it's a priceless experience for each person involved, from our people who work with us on the actual activities as our chaperones, and the host families who are involved hosting the students that come, and of course the students, and different perspectives for all of them that really last a lifetime. Things that even after you're not a part of the exchange student program anymore, and a year later, something from this program will reach your mind, and you'll think about it, and it'll change the way you're looking at your day, and it affects how you see people across the world. So I think it's a unique way to travel the world while staying at home. That's the way I like to put it.
Well, for the students, you know, from France who come over, what kind of things do they say at the end of their summer?
Can I stay? they love Hawaii and they love their families. But really, I think that they see a different side of us being at part of our homes. I've hosted myself with my wife and my parents along. I've also hosted in Maui. And, you know, it's the connections are really cool and unique to each family. And I find different people have different activity levels. And we've had really active students with a more mellow home. And it's cool to see them connect in a way that is unique to those people. You know, you're, as a person who's running the program, you wonder, are they going to hit it off? And I'd say they always do, because you find a way to invite someone into your home. That's a huge step right there. And for these students to come across the world to come stay with you in your home, and there's kind of a camaraderie there between you, but what you get out of it is something I'd say you don't expect. It's a heartfelt goodbye each time, and they're really impacted, and I've seen over 150 students personally come to Maui and Oahu over the past 5 years, and I feel like a deep sense of pride in that. Just being able to see that these people are not only just coming once. I saw one girl's coming back this year to stay with one of her families, not through the program. It's happened over and over since. And that's what we look forward to, is seeing that connection where people are going to France and connecting with their students and their families over there as well. And that's the barrier we're looking to break down. So,
well, there's
success. Yeah.
There's the family you're born into in life, and then there's the family you create, right?
Yeah, in Hawaii, we have the Hanai family is a very big big part of Hawaiian culture, and something that comes about through this program, definitely.
You think it's that idea is better understood in Hawaii than other places, maybe?
Me having spent time out in other places, I'd say that it definitely is, because I have people who come here who don't have their immediate family here, but they connect with our family here in Hawaii or with others, and it becomes like their family, their real deal family. And this exchange student program, it's that same thing too. The students have the opportunity to see your home life from a perspective of as your kid almost. That's we call them their host parents and all that. And you don't have to be a parent yourself to host. So I tend to remind people of that. But it's a really great experience for the kids to be able to see it from that the inner workings of our homes.
The success kind of depends on both the student and the family being motivated for it to work, and it seems as if that happens before anything else, yeah?
Yeah, and we're really lucky with the kids that come, and you know, we get often asked why France, and I say exactly, that's exactly why. It's because it's a culture that we don't know enough about, and there are our good friends and a close culture to us, to where we're really connected with entertainment and other stuff like that, to where we have a lot of things to communicate about and when they're here. But I'd say they don't know us and we don't know them until we get to know the individuals. And it's really cool getting to see the different kids as they grow up, because I get to see them from 14 years old till, and I stay in touch with some of these guys now, and they're in their 20s, some of them now, and it's really cool to watch them grow, and their perspective of America has definitely changed in the way that they look at their life abroad and their business stuff. Some of them have actually moved on to work in the United States and stuff like that. So I think it's really cool to help be a facilitator in all of that.
What kind of advances do you see in the language abilities, both of the family and of the student?
Well, I'd say there's a lot of differences in our dictionary definitions of our words and the usefulness of the practicing of the language. So actually, the working relationship of the language is the way I like to look at it. So for the students, they get to actually hear how we would use the terms that we write on the internet. So there's a big translation difference for the younger students. I find that all of them have practiced English, but as they get older, they get a little bit more of the way we actually speak it and how we would use it in context. And so that also comes to us as well. We get to learn as American chaperones and exchange student or hosting exchange students when we're hosting, we get to learn that our definition of our own words is a little different than others might perceive it. So you might use one word to define something, and the student may not understand that that definition for that word. So you'll have to be a little creative and get to know your own language a little bit better. And so I'd say you become a better communicator all around.
Do you think
while working with students?
Do you think that the language, both sides' language abilities, are accelerated by the experience? They just learn faster in a home life?
I definitely think it improves your ability to find a way to communicate with others. Because for me, having not spoken any French whatsoever when I first got started with the program, it was a trick. And I learned that there's a lot of ways to communicate beyond just words. And that has to do with the way that we listen. And I've learned to listen to the students and the chaperones. And I've learned a lot being able to hear their stories and hear how they would go about doing something as we're on an activity. They might suggest, here's how we would do it in France. And it's really interesting to be able to learn and pick up on those little things. And so if you take the time as a host family, and if the students do the same, then it's a really enriching experience.
Well, Chase, thanks very much for talking with us. Appreciate it. And have a great summer.
Well, thank you. I look forward to having these guys. They get here really soon, and we'll find our last few host families on island. And we're looking forward to connecting them all together and also connecting the families on island as well.
Chase Cavett is the director of the Hawaii programs for ACE International, a nonprofit exchange student program. You can learn more about it through our conversation Facebook page.